Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Clive Urquhart.
Let's pray, shall we? Father, we thank you that you are Lord of everything. That there is nothing going on in the earth, anywhere, that you're not aware of, that takes you by surprise, that is freaking you out, or is causing you to worry. Father, you look across the earth in every nation, in every city, in every place, and you see what is happening. You see what's going on. And Father, in the midst of challenge, in the midst of negative stories that we hear so much of in the news, you are ruling and reigning. You are Lord. You are changing lives. You are moving. You are saving people. You're delivering people. You're healing people. In the midst of the Middle East and other nations where all we hear is negative, you are at work. People are coming to know you. People are coming to Christ. People are being healed. People's lives are being transformed. In other parts of the world that we don't even hear about, South America, other parts of the world, you're moving by your Spirit. You're transforming lives. We thank you in this nation, you're on the move, you're at work. There's something new and fresh happening in this day, in this hour, in this time. Father, we thank you. Our friends and relatives are being touched by you. You're working and moving in people's lives. Father, I thank you for those faith objectives you've given us, the things you've spoken to us about, things you want to do through our lives, our friends, our neighbors, our work colleagues, our families, situations that need you to turn them around. We thank you for those faith objectives that you've given us, Father. We thank you for those that have already been answered, those we have already seen. But there are so many more. And Father, we're going to keep reaching out to those, reaching out for those to see everything that you have purposed taking place. How many of you got promises over your life? How many of you got promises that God has given you? Things he's promised you, things he's promised about your marriage, things he's promised about your family members, your friends, people that you've been praying for, things you've been praying into, and God has given you a word, God has given you a scripture, God has given you something to hold on to where you can say, that's it, God has spoken. How many of you got one of those? If you haven't, he wants to give you things. He wants to give you his word. He wants to give you promises. He wants to give you the key that's going to unlock situations, whether for you, whether for those around you, those things that he wants to do through you. God wants to speak and give you the keys to unlock those situations so that the faith objectives that we have, that we're reaching out for, that we're believing for, we're speaking into, decreeing and commanding and declaring things have got into. He wants every one of us to be active in our faith, active in those objectives, active in seeing him work and move. How many of you feel like I'm in a bit of a storm at the moment? It can be a bit stormy, a bit challenging. Well, there's good news for you. There's good news for those who are in a storm. God sometimes doesn't lift us out of it. Sometimes we got to go through it to come out the other side. And we learn a lot on the way. It develops faith and character and trust and all those things. It then becomes a testimony that glorifies God, saying, I was in the middle of that and this is what was going on, but God spoke and that was the word I hung on to. It was like an anchor for me to hang on to. It was like that kind of backbone that ran through my life at that moment, that word that he gave me in the middle of that storm, and that was the one thing I held on to, and I came out the other side. And when you come out the other side, what you find is different than than before you went into it. God will never bring you out of something and the scenery looks the same. He brings you out and something new's taking place. He brings you into something new through the storms and the challenges. Paul the Apostle, he was on the way to Rome. Everybody say this morning, you'll get it by the end. Everybody say this, I am going to Rome. Everybody say that. Say it again. I am going to Rome. You'll get it in a minute. Paul, he knew he had to go to Rome. Set sail. Little bit of a breeze. And he said to the guy in charge, let's not go because there's a storm brewing. And they didn't listen to him and they carried on. The next thing, there was a northeaster or whatever it was called, and this ship began to be blown by this storm, and they had to give way to the storm because it was so forceful. They couldn't sail into it or with it. They had to just give in to it. And some of the guys on the ship, some of the guys in the middle of that storm, they were freaking out. Some of them wanted to get lifeboats and try and get into lifeboats and get away from this thing. And Paul said that God had spoken. And what he'd said is, some stuff is not going to go good. The ship is going to be destroyed. That's really encouraging, isn't it, in the middle of a storm. When the man of God says, hey guys, don't worry, God's in control, God's spoken. And you're going to be like, wow, brilliant. And he says, there's going to be some trouble. The ship is going to be smashed to pieces. We're going to lose the ship. But then he said, but you will not lose your life. You will come through the storm and you will live. And that's what he said to those guys in that moment. He said, so you can't go overboard and try and find a way out, because you'll drown if you try and find a way out. God has spoken to us on this ship. There were 267 people on that boat with him. And he said, God has spoken to us, and we're all just sticking this thing together because we're going to come out the other side. We might have to throw some things overboard, get rid of some stuff that will drag us down. The thing around us that we put our trust in needs to get smashed if our trust isn't in God. But you will live. You will survive. You will come through the other side. You will have a story. You will have a testimony. You'll have something that says, I was in the middle of that, but God spoke, and I came out the other side, and this is what it looked like. Some of you feel like you're in the middle of a storm. Some in the middle of a challenge. Last week, we didn't really finish what God started, or God didn't finish what he started. We saw loads of people respond to give their lives to him, but there was a lot of other things in there about freedom and about being delivered and chains being broken, addictions being broken, cycles of sickness being broken off people's lives, all of that. We kind of ran out of time. We didn't have time, and God said to me in the week, just pick up, let's carry on, because God wants us to live in a flow of his spirit, a flow of who he is, a flow of his life. And that's not just Sunday to Sunday. That's Sunday to Monday, Monday to Tuesday, Tuesday to Wednesday. That we're living in a flow of his life. That's what the book of Acts is all about. Living in a flow of his life. Living in a flow of his Holy Spirit. Living in the groove or the flow of what he's doing in our lives. And in the middle of any situation, the only thing that we can hang on to is a promise from God, a word from God, something that God has said. Everybody say, shake it off.
Shake it off.
Now say again, shake it off. When these guys, they began to sense, it says in the story, we were going to read it all, but we'll just go like this. The sailors began to kind of sense, we're getting near some land. They'd been in this storm for 14 days, just being driven by this storm. I mean, I'm not into boats. That would be a nightmare for me. I'd hate that. And then they began to sense there was land. And so they put these little depth things down, 120 feet, 90 feet. And they were like, there's some land there. There's a beach there. Come on, let's set the sail and just get this thing. And as they kind of set the sails out and headed for this beach, the thing ran aground. And then the waves began to smash the back of the boat and everything. And the soldiers on the boat were going to kill all the prisoners that were on it. But Paul had favor on his life. and they spared them all. And they said, right, if you can swim, jump in, swim and get to the beach. If you can't, then hang on to anything you can hang on to get to the beach, a bit of broken wood or something, just to get to the beach. They managed to get onto the beach. They made a fire. And as they were putting stuff on the fire, this snake came out of the fire and wrapped itself around Paul's, the Apostle Paul's arm. And some of the locals, because he had had chains on, some of the locals were like, well, he got saved out of the storm, but he must be a murderer because now he's going to die because there's a snake around his arm and that'll get him now. And what did Paul do? Paul, it says, just shook it off. And there's some shaking off we're going to do this morning. There's some stuff where in this room we're just going to shake off some things that are sought to wrap things around your life, wrap things around whatever that might look like. Today is going to be, I'm going to shake it off because I'm going to Rome. What is Rome? Rome is your destiny. Rome is the promises of God in your life. Rome is the things that God has said to you, and no storm, no snakes, nothing are going to stop you from getting to where you need to get to in the things of God. Nothing's going to stop you from bearing fruit in a way that God wants you to bear fruit. Nothing's going to stop your husband getting saved or your wife getting saved or your kids coming to know Christ or your parents coming to know Him, your friends coming to know Him. There's no sickness that's going to stop you from reaching and getting to where God is taking you in your life at this moment. There's no diagnosis over your life that can say something different and last against what God says and what God promises over your life. There is nothing that we can't shake off because we're going to Rome. We're heading for the promises of God. We're heading for the purposes of God. And there is nothing, nothing, nothing that can stop what God wants to do. And then when they saw him shake this snake off, this thing that was going to kill him, he says for a little while they watched him, and when they realized he didn't swell up or he didn't fall over and die, they were like, wow, you must be a God. It's amazing what God does with our lives. Some of the guys on that ship had to hold on to some wood, broken bits of wood, to get onto the beach, onto the shore. It's amazing what God does with our lives. On one level, our lives can sometimes look a little bit broken, not all sorted, not together. But God says, I can do a lot with a little. I can take something that doesn't seem to look much in your own eyes, and sometimes you feel like you're hanging on to just about something just to keep you afloat, and God said, that's all right, that's enough. That's enough for me to work with. That's enough for me to do something through. And the days we're in at the moment, it's like God saying that the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk but of power. Amen. And God's interested in doing a lot in our lives because he wants to do a lot through our lives and not just have meetings and services where we just worship a bit and preach a bit, but actually God's saying, I want to move a bit as well, because I want to move in you and through you, not just in a meeting, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's like God's raising up and mobilizing every one of us to be ministers of his life, ministers of healing, of salvation, of hope, of freedom, deliverance in people's lives. It's like God's raising the faith level in our hearts and lives to expect him to do something today, tomorrow, the next day, the next day, that as we seek to walk with him moment by moment, that we're available moment by moment for him to do stuff. That's the time we're in. That's what he's doing. We need to just capture that and catch that in our heart and spirit. It's not just Sundays are changing, but everything is changing, because he is working and moving and changing us. Therefore, everything is changing around us. Let's stand together. Thank you, Jesus. God wants time this morning. He wants a bit of time to do stuff in our lives today. Father, we thank you. We praise your name. Just lift our hands. Shall we just honor him, glorify him. Just praise him, praise him, praise him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You can just say, Father, thank you. I'm going to Rome. That means the promises of God, not the place, Rome. Whatever, thank you, I'm going to Rome. I thank you this is a morning to shake things off. Thank you this is a morning to shake things off. Some people have got some addictions to stuff and they need to be shaken off this morning. It might be addiction to nicotine, to smoking. You might be into drugs in some way or other. You could have some other addiction to something else. It could be that you've been on some medication and your body is dependent on that medication. Now, those sort of things connected with illnesses, we're going to shake those things off. But before you stop taking the medication, you need to go to the doctor and say, will you please now check me? And then he'll say you don't need them anymore. It's amazing, you know, God heals people from sicknesses where you have medication. And some people say, well, should I stop taking it? It's like, no, go to the doctor, get him to check you out, right? But God can compensate in your body, not just to heal you, but compensate for the medication. So if you're still taking it, he can compensate what that medication does. So he still does another, a different kind of miracle in your body, as well as healing you, until you get to the doctors and the doctor goes, wow, okay, you don't need him anymore. And then you can tell the doctor, well, you know, we prayed and I believe God's healed me. What they do with that is up to them, but it's a story, it's a testimony of God's goodness. Some people, you need healing of different things. Some have had cycles of sickness. It feels like you've been in a storm or a cycle of sickness for a while, for a period of time, and it just doesn't seem to have been shaken off. And then that's what it feels like. Something's wrapped around your life. Sickness is wrapped around you. Infirmity is wrapped around you, and you can't seem to shake it off. And God's saying this morning is the morning where it gets shaken off your life, and the effect of that gets broken off your life this morning. Today is a day of salvation for you. Salvation is healing and wholeness. So today is a day of salvation for you, for that sickness, that infirmity to be shaken off and thrown into the fire, so that it's dealt with once and for all. Digestive issues, reactions to food and allergies, that kind of stuff. There's other things to do with bodily organs this morning. Somebody, you constantly have issues with your liver. And God's saying, from this morning, you're not going to have any more trouble. It's the morning that gets shaken off today. Somebody else in your kidneys, you just have a lot of pain in your kidneys and I don't know if they were damaged in some way years ago, but you've had constant kind of problems with them, on and off, on and off, on and off. And the doctors have actually said, there's just not a lot we can do for you with that particular thing. But God's saying to you this morning, I can do a lot in there, and I'm going to sort that out. Father, we thank you. We praise your name for what you want to do this morning in our lives. Some shaking off taking place, because you've given us promises that we're going to Rome. And those things that are being shaken off, they are not part of our journey to Rome. They're not part of what the promises of God look like in our lives and how they're unfolding and outworking. So, Father, we thank you. We praise your name. If you have any kind of addiction of any sort whatsoever, and you want to shake that off this morning, I want you to come to the front. Addiction for anything. Could be alcohol, could be drugs, could be smoking, could be pornography. I don't know what other addictions. If you're dependent on medication for an illness, you come to the front as well at this moment. If you have to have medication to keep you mentally stable, or whatever else it might be, emotionally stable, it suppresses things, whatever it might be, just start making your way to the front for any of those things right now. Any of those things right now, just come to the front. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Addictions to do with anything. You're dependent on something, medication. Maybe not out of self-choice. Maybe there's other things because of decisions you've made that you have an addiction to something that needs breaking over your life. Come right forward. Come right to the front. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The promises that God has given you, these things have nothing to do with the promises of God for your life. And so there's going to be some shaking off right now. Some shaking off of some things. There's other physical sicknesses and all that. We'll come to that in a minute. But these are to do with dependency on something or other. Whether it's by choice or because you've been given medication for something. You're dependent on something. Now, we've got to be really honest and really straight with God, because He loves us to be honest and straight with Him. If you've by choice got addicted to something, whatever that might be, by choice, this isn't necessarily for those who you're on medication for something, but this is by choice. You're addicted to something, smoking or drink or whatever it might be, pornography, whatever it is. Firstly, I want you to stand there before God, and He does not look at you with a grimace on His face or with an attitude towards you. He looks towards you this morning with His face shining towards you. He looks at you this morning because He wants to lift you out of that addiction. He wants to lift you out of whatever you got yourself into, because that's His heart as a father for you right now. There is no condemnation in Christ Jesus. He does not condemn you in any way. What He wants to do is set you free in the next few minutes, so that you can then live as the person He's called you to be. So this stuff won't stop you getting to Rome, as it were, but you can now head towards Rome, head towards the promises of God in your life in a new way. So if you know by choice you've got into being addicted to something, firstly, you need to pray out. You don't have to do it loud, but you need to confess. You need to speak words, not just think in your mind. There's power in confession. If we confess our sins, He says, not think about them. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just, and He will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. What does that mean? It means breaking the power of the things that want to bind us up. Cleansing, cleans us, sorts us. So if that's you this morning, by choice, let's just pray. Just firstly say, Father, I thank You that You want to set me free right now. Just ask Him to forgive you. Father, would You forgive me for getting myself into this addiction? Don't blame anybody else. There might be pressures, there might be circumstances, there might be all kinds of things or reasons why you might have headed off down that road. Let's just be straight with God and say, Father, I ask You to forgive me for getting into this, for getting addicted to that, whatever it might be. Just ask Him to forgive you. Say, God, I repent of this thing. I turn away this morning. I turn away from this. I do not want this in my life any longer. Pray from your heart. Pray from your heart. Just tell Him, God, I repent and I turn away from this addiction. I ask You to forgive me right now. And I ask You to cleanse me from all of that unrighteousness. Thank You, Jesus. 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 There's no condemnation for you in Christ Jesus. Just thank Him that you're forgiven right now. Just thank Him that you're forgiven. Father, I ask You right now that You would do a cleansing work in every heart, in every life. I take authority over every addiction, the spirit of nicotine, drugs, alcohol, pornography, dependency on medication. I take authority right now over every addiction, and I bind those things right now in any one of these people's lives. And we just shake those things off right now. We shake those things off right now. We shake those things off right now. If you've already prayed, I want you to shake it off right now. So I shake that thing off my life right now. I shake that addiction off. I shake that dependency off. Just rise up in faith right now. I shake that thing off now. In Jesus' name, I am not having that in my life any longer. Father, I choose to depend on You. I choose to depend on You. I choose to trust in You today. I choose to put my faith in You, my trust in You, my dependency on You. prayed in some way, just raise both your hands. Raise them both high. Raise them both high right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Raise them both just high. Father, I thank you. You see every hand, every person right now. Father, I thank you for the anointing of your Holy Spirit right now. I just believe God's laying hands on you. I was going to like that. God said, no, I'm doing it. It's like, you just stay there. I'm doing it. And Father, I thank you for you. You lay hands on every one of these men, every one of these women, every one of these people right now. Father, I thank you for the anointing of your Holy Spirit that breaks every yoke of oppression, that breaks every addiction right now. And I speak to every one of you, be free right now. Be free 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 now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Just receive whatever God's given you, whatever freedom you're receiving right now. Just begin to thank Him, praise Him. Just thank Him right now. Father, I thank you for freedom. Some of you feel like a weight lifting off you. Some of you, guilt and shame has just lifted off your life. Where the enemy sought to just run guilt and shame through your mind and your life all the time. That's lifted off right now. It's like you suddenly feel lighter. You feel free. It's like, God, I actually feel forgiven. We know forgiveness isn't a feeling. But some of you literally said to this moment, wow, something happened. Something lifted off me. Now just say to the Lord, Father, I need your grace. I need your grace. I need your grace. What does the grace of God do? The grace of God enables you to live as a believer. The Holy Spirit in you is the power that you need to live as a believer, as a disciple of Jesus. And the grace of God enables you to live free. The grace of God enables you to live as a child of God. The Bible says that we are tempted, but we're never tempted beyond what we can bear. And it says, whenever we are tempted, God will always provide a way out from underneath it. There's always a choice with temptation. But His grace enables you to get the victory over temptation so that you stay free and you live free in terms of what God is doing right now in your life. And you know, what I love about that story is that snake wrapped itself around Paul's arm. He shook it off. And if you continue to read the story, loads and loads of people start getting healed from that island. What was he doing? He was laying hands on those people. The very thing that the enemy attacked, the very thing that the enemy tried to take him out with, God turned that around, and then it became a point of blessing to other people. And so what God's doing in you right now, the freedom that He's bringing, the deliverance that He's bringing, and what He's doing, God's going to turn that around. And what the enemy said to you, I'm going to destroy your life through this thing, God's saying, no, you're not, because I've got another plan for them. And that plan is them to have freedom. And that new freedom is now going to become a place of blessing for other people. And you're now going to help other people come into their freedom. In that place that looked like death, life is now going to come from that place instead. So Father, I just speak that over every life right now. I speak that over every person right now. What the enemy caused for harm and death, you have now turned around and are going to turn into life and fruitfulness in the name of Jesus. Father, we praise your name. We praise your name. We praise your name. We praise your name. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, if you've been dependent on medication, I don't know whether you're just joining the prayer or not, you probably have, but if you've been dependent on medication, not by choice, but because of prescription or whatever, I just want you to give whatever that sickness is to the Lord, because it's His, not yours. It's not yours, it's His. He took it on the cross. And when he hung there, whatever sickness is seeking to affect your body, when he hung there, that sickness was put on Jesus. When he was whipped, every lash represents like a sickness or an illness. When he was beaten, he was whipped and beaten for our sicknesses, our illnesses. When he was being whipped there, every time he was whipped, it was like, you know, cancer being dealt with, you know, something else being dealt with. Whatever it was, when he was being whipped, it was like sickness was being defeated at that moment. It looked like death for him. It looked like destruction for him. But out of what looked death in the natural, God on his throne was saying, healing's being released, life is being released, health is being released right now. Because Jesus is taking every sickness upon him right now, so that from what looks like death and destruction, life is going to be released. That's what God does. He takes from what looks like death and he turns something into life. So if you've, the medication stuff, just give it to the Lord right now. Father, I thank you, this is not my sickness. Just tell that, just say that now. This is not my sickness. This belongs to the Lord, it's not mine. He dealt with it, just say this, he dealt with it 2,000 years ago on the cross, so it is not my sickness. I do not own this thing any longer. So I shake off this sickness right now. I shake off any ownership of this sickness, of these symptoms. I shake that thing off right now. You are not part of my life. You have no right to be in my body. So I shake off that sickness right now in Jesus' name. Whatever it is, mental, emotional, physical, whatever it is, just shake it off right now. Shake it off right now. We just shake off every mental sickness right now. We just shake off every emotional sickness right now. We shake off every physical sickness right now. Any of these things that are dependent on medication, we shake them off now in Jesus' name. We break the power of these things right now. You have no right to be in these people's bodies. And I command every one of those things to go now in Jesus' name. Be healed mentally. Be healed emotionally. Be healed physically in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. We praise your name. 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 You need to go to the doctors and get those things checked. Father, I thank you. I praise your name. You're awesome. You are mighty. You are Lord. How many of you at the front here, you know something's happening in you at this moment? How many of you know something's going on? One person. Anybody else? Two, three, four. More than that. Thank you, Jesus. Do you guys want to go and just sit down for a minute? Physical sicknesses this morning. We're going to pray for quite a few people now. Physical ailments and sicknesses that are not dependent, like we've just done, on any medication. They're just stuff going on in your body that you don't need medication for to stabilize anything. It's just whatever these things are. If you know there's something, whether it's mental, emotional, physical, it doesn't matter, but things that need to be shaken off your life, I want you to stand and just come to the front now. Could be anything from a cold to cancer. As far as God's concerned, it's the same to him. He can heal a cold in the same way he can heal cancer. Whatever it is, bone issues, muscle disorders, blood things, bodily organs, heart, marrow, something to do with cells in your body, eyesight, hearing, sense of taste and smell, breathing issues, doesn't matter what it is. As far as God's concerned, they're all the same. He can deal with everything in a moment. Just come a bit further forward. Come further forward. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God's promises over your life, Rome, the promises of God. These things have nothing to do with the promises of God over your life. So we do some shaking off right now. Is that okay? Some shaking off of things. Doesn't matter what it is, it's the same to God. He doesn't rate sicknesses more difficult than other things. They're all the same. It's only us that rate them. Well, cold, well, I could pray for that, but cancer, whew, don't know about that one. God's like, yeah, but who's doing the healing? Who's the healer? We're not the healers. God is the healer. So, Father, we thank you right now for your healing grace, your healing power in every one of our bodies right now. If any of you guys down the front here, if you talk about your sickness as my sickness, you need to disown it right now, because it's not your sickness. Disown that thing right now. Say, this is not my sickness. This does not belong to me. And I shake it off right now. I shake off this sickness. I shake off these symptoms. I shake it off, whatever it is right now. Just shake off that thing. It doesn't matter how long you've had it. It doesn't matter how many times you might have had it. It doesn't matter what it is. But just shake it off right now. I shake this thing off. You do not belong to me. And I command you to leave my body right now. Symptoms be gone in Jesus' name. I command my body to be healed. I command my body to come into health and wholeness right now in Jesus' name. Because I am not living under this thing anymore. I'm living free. So I shake off that sickness right now. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Joints being healed. Arthritis leaving people's bodies right now. Cartilages being healed. Joints being healed. A clicky jaw being healed right now. Somebody with a gum infection being healed right now. Somebody, two different people in your left ear, you have a ringing in your ear, whatever that's called, beginning with T. But be healed right now in Jesus' name. Be healed right now. Somebody, a number of you keep getting repetitive migraines. You get at least once a week, you get these repetitive migraines. Well, shake that off right now. Shake it off. Shake it off. Shake it off. We shake those migraines off right now. We break the cycle of those things going on in people's lives. That is not your road. That is not what God said about your life. They're not the promises of God. So we just break the cycle of that sickness now in Jesus' name. Muscle cramps. There's one lady here, you get a lot of muscle cramps in your stomach. And there's a, I don't know what the name of it is, but there's a medical name for it. I don't know what the cause is. All I'm getting is, there's a lady here that has muscle cramps regularly. It's got a name and it's like a disorder of something. And that causes the muscle cramps. Well, just shake that off right now. Just shake it off. Shake it off. When I said come forward a few minutes ago, you were like, all right, I'll give it another go. Because you were like, I've prayed about this before, but it just didn't. I'll give it another go. And God's like, I'm going to give it a go as well. And when I give it a go, I sort it out. So just shake it off right now. Whatever that thing is called right now, just say, you do not belong to me any longer. And I command you to leave my body now in Jesus' name. So be healed. Whatever that disorder is, be healed now in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you. No more muscle cramps. No more issues going on there. Father, I thank you. Somebody else in your hip, your left hip, is slightly out of alignment. You had some kind of accident or something, your left hip has been out of alignment. Just be healed right now. You've felt this burning sensation all down your left hand side for the last few minutes, and God's just touching you right now. You know it feels different. You know something's going on in there. We'll have some testimonies in a minute, but Father, I thank you for your healing grace. Just whatever's going on here, just shake things off. Shake them off. Shake them off. Shake them off. It's time for these things to finish. It's time for these things to be done with. Thank you, Jesus. Whatever it is, shake it off. Skin disorders, be healed right now. Digestive things, be healed right now. Breathing, lungs, nasal passages, be healed right now. We take authority over food allergies. We command those things to leave people's bodies right now. Wheat intolerance and all those different things right now. We speak healing to your digestive system, into your body right now. We command all those ailments to go in Jesus' name. We shake them off right now in Jesus' name. Several people have had bone issues of different sorts. Somebody with a tennis elbow to do with a joint in there. Others ankle injuries. One or two knee things. Just be healed right now. Be healed. Be free from that suffering right now. Be free from that suffering right now. It is not yours. It has no right to be there. So be free from that suffering now in Jesus' name. Several people have heart-related issues, different things to do with the heart, physical heart. If you have some kind of heart thing going on, I want you to get your right hand and put your right hand on your heart. Just speak to your heart right now. Command whatever it is. Be specific. Whatever the situation is in your heart, just speak to that right now. If it's a valve that needs opening, just command it to be healed and open right now. Whatever's going on there, just command it. A valve to be open. I believe there's somebody you've been diagnosed with a hole in the heart and God's just healing you right now. You're obviously going to need to get x-ray to check that one out, but Father, I thank you that you're filling in that hole. You're sorting out that hole in the heart. That imperfection. Father, I thank you for your healing grace right now. Just speak health and life to your heart. Just speak health. Father, I thank you for a healthy heart. I thank you for healthy valves. I thank you, Father, just for a healthy heart in every way. The muscles, the heart muscles. Just speak health and strength into those in Jesus' name. Just believe one of you to do with the heart and the muscles. You've had a thing running in your family of heart disease to do with the muscles in the heart, and there's been a fear at the back of your mind for many, many years saying, well, I'll probably maybe get that one day because it seems to be a bit of a family thing. Well, God's saying, I want you to change your confession. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out all fear. And fear is not part of your future. Fear is not part of going to Rome. Fear is not part of the promises of God. So just shake that fear off right now. If you know you've had fear to do with that, say, I shake that fear off now. You are not going to affect me any longer. I command that fear to be moved in Jesus' name. And I speak health into my heart. We just cut you off from any hereditary stuff and all of that kind of thing. We just break that thing right now in Jesus' name. And we set you free. Just speak healing to your heart. Father, we thank you. We praise your name. How many of you know something's happening in your body right now down the front? Just raise your hand if you know something's happening. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we praise your name. Let's all stand together, shall we? Just for a few minutes. Thank you. Just stay here down the front. Just raise your hands down the front here. Father, I thank you for the anointing of your Holy Spirit coming upon each person right now. Thank you, Father, your Holy Spirit coming upon every person right now. Thank you, you baptize them afresh with your Spirit. Thank you, you baptize every person afresh with your Spirit. Thank you for that fresh baptism of your Holy Spirit right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. That fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit. Also, I believe God's saying to all of you guys that are at the front here, the same as the first lot of people when they came to the front, that God's taken an area that has not been healthy and he's turning that around, and that in your life has been like that viper around Paul's arm that tried to get him. And then he starts praying for people after that, and what the enemy sought to destroy him with became the place of blessing and life for other people, laying hands on the sick and they recover. What's been a place where the enemy sought to cause death in your life in some way or other? God's saying now there's going to be a place of health, not just in you, but through you. So now going to become a person of life, somebody who lays hands on the sick and they recover. It's going to become a place of liberty, a place of giving, a place of release in your life. Because that's what God does. He takes what the enemy has sought for destruction and he turns it around and says, no. Because my destiny for you is to be a person of life, a giver of life, somebody who blesses others, somebody who carries my life, salvation, healing, wholeness, deliverance, whatever it is. So you're a life giver, a life giver, a life giver. Father, we praise your name. We thank you, Jesus. If you know God's been doing something in your body this morning, whether the first group to come or you guys, just raise one of your hands. If you know God's been doing something, you know something's happening in your body. Just a few of you, do you just want to jump onto the stage quickly? Just hear a bit of testimony. 3-4 people, just quickly. If you know something's happening in your body. Right. Do you want to just come onto the stage quickly? Just a couple of testimonies. If you know something's happening, a few of you put your hands up. Hi, how you doing?
Hi.
What's your name?
Alison.
Alison, what happened?
I've got sinusitis. I've had it for a long time. It's kept coming and coming. Yeah. But when you said shake it off, my hands couldn't stop shaking, and I feel like, you know, I'm just renewed. So right. I'm claiming it in the name of Jesus.
Right, okay. So how would you know something's changed?
Well, I should feel better as well. I can feel a bit of sinusitis, but I'm not having it. Right. It's not mine anymore.
All right.
So I'm walking.
Right. Okay. Father, we thank you just for total healing right now from this moment in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father. Amen. Amen. Brilliant. Other people, a few other people, put your hands up. Do you want to? Yeah. How you doing? All right. What's your name?
Terry.
Terry. What happened?
I've been suffering night sweats for the last 6 or 8 months. I think it's to do with old age. But I came in here this morning and I was standing at the back there and I started to sweat. And I thought, here we go again. I've been down there. Everything's dry.
Come on, that's brilliant.
That's awesome.
Come on, brilliant. Bless you, man. Brilliant. A few other people, one or two others, just add your hands in the air. How you doing? What's your name?
Beryl.
I know what your name is, but I'm just trying to...
Hello. I take thyroxine, and I was praying about that, and now I've got burning all through my upper body. Okay. So I'm believing God's doing something.
Yeah. Brilliant. We'll go and get that checked, right? You're due for a blood test. Brilliant. Ring them up tomorrow and get a blood test in, and then let's see what's happened, yeah? Brilliant. Anybody else? One other testimony? Just somebody, there's a few people. Yeah. How you doing? What's your name?
Caroline.
That's a great name. My mum's called Caroline.
Oh, I know.
What's happened?
Well, I was the lady that had the cramps. Okay. After having my baby 2 years ago, I had a C-section that left me with a severe adhesion. So that means every month I do suffer from paralyzing cramps, yeah. So basically my uterus, my womb and my bladder is all twined together.
Okay.
And right now I'm seeing a top consultant who is deciding what to do. But as soon as you say there's a lady with a cramp, I just felt... So thank you.
Brilliant. Well, so you're going to... When are you next going to the doctors?
Well, I work there, so...
Oh, you work there?
Yeah.
That'd become a great story in the workplace, that, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would be, yes, yeah, yeah. So I just feel great. I'm just shaking. I just couldn't believe when you said cramps. I said, oh, God, is that me?
Yeah.
But yeah,
it is you. Yeah, and God's doing it, right. Brilliant, bless you. Come on, let's give God a great shout of praise, shall we? Let's thank him for who he is, what he's doing. Father, we praise your name. We thank you, Father. Now, everybody in the room here, certainly everybody who's a believer, if you don't know Jesus, we're going to close in a minute, finish in a minute. If you don't know Jesus, we'd love to talk with you afterwards and just chat with you. And God would love to show who he is into your life today. But everybody else in here who is a believer, you know God. The Bible says that believers will lay hands on the sick and they... they'll be healed or they'll recover. There are so many people out there, aren't there, that are sick in some way or other. Just about everybody you talk to, you say, have you got anything wrong with you? Somebody normally has something wrong in their body. So it's not so much, I wonder who might be out there. Probably everybody you know has got something going on in their body. So there's a bunch of healers in the room. Well, we'll agree together, yeah? Come on. There's a bunch of healers in the room, and those, and just turn to somebody else and say, you look like one of those people. Brilliant. So we don't need to pray for you to be anointed, because it says believers will lay hands on the sick. And you're a believer. How many believers in the room, eh? If you're a believer in the room, you can see stuff happen. So all we're going to do now is just commission you to go. To go and preach the gospel, tell people about what God's done in your life, and lay hands on the sick. Now, you might not actually physically lay hands on somebody to see them healed. You don't have to do that, okay? You can just speak to them. You can, but don't shut your eyes and go off into la-la land, you know, especially if they're unsaved, okay? At work, a coffee break, maybe not across the desk in your office, maybe in a coffee break. You know, don't suddenly sort of, if you get chatting to a friend and they say they're not well, and when you say, can I pray for you or something, don't then sort of suddenly go, all right, what do I do now? Do I close my eyes? Do I, don't ask them to shut their eyes and do this. Because they haven't been in church, all right? They're just, anyway. And just stand there and just say, can I pray for you? And if they say, well, yeah, all right, like, can I pray now? All right. Most people say, all right, okay. Just keep it so simple, right? And just say, be healed. That's it. Yeah. Don't do anything else. Don't sort of start praying a prayer, okay? Because that will make them feel even more uncomfortable. Just literally stand there and go, be healed. You don't even have to say in the name of Jesus. Because the sickness recognizes who you are and what's going on, right? And so just say, be healed. And then straight away say, how are you doing? Is the pain gone? See what they say. But just keep it really simple, okay? And let's see what God does this week, okay? If you know God's done something in you, fill in an orange card and write it down. You know, I've been healed of this, I've been healed of the other, whatever it is. Then when you come next week and stuff's happening this week, jot it on a card. Pray for my mate, pray for my friend, this is what happened, or whatever it is, because we want to give glory to God. Next week, we're going to have quite a few testimonies of what's happened during February. You know, first 7 days, we prayed for February, right? Last week, not this last week, the week before, I think obviously last Sunday, there were about 11 people here, 7 first time responding to the gospel, 4 coming back to the Lord. During the previous week, there were about 10 people who gave their lives to the Lord during the week in different outreach things happening. But we're going to hear some stories of what God has done in February, okay? And then on the 1st of March, which is a week Tuesday, we're then doing our next 24/7 prayer from the 1st to the 7th of March for what God wants to do in March. So next Sunday, the 28th, we're going to hear some stories. What's God been doing in February? People getting saved, people being healed, other stuff, whatever it is, provision, some stories of what God has been doing. And so Colin Squire is going to host that part of the meeting. And just also, how many people got saved? How many got healed? And then some specifics. Because God wants to encourage our faith as to what He is doing. And then March, we're going to pray into that. What's going to happen in March? So our faith level goes up. So we expect to see more in March than we did in February. Is that okay? So we want to hold ourselves a little bit accountable in terms of we're not just praying for the year and by the end of December. So what happened in 2016? But every month, this is what God's doing. This is what God's doing. This is what God's doing. And then we can tell others, this is who God is. He's alive, He's kicking, and He's changing lives. Amen? Let's give God a great shout of praise, shall we? Come on.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.